Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up and nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I've seen the toughest around.
Welcome back. Ben Haven bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with John Horvat, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Lighting the Way, also Return to Order. He's a member of the Philadelphia Society. John, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the impact that coronavirus and the hardening of our society, of our culture over the years, the shifts in our culture has had on Christianity, on faith, on a faith life, on Christmas. And, you know, we hear a lot about the assault on Christians and Christianity, but look at what the Jewish community has had to endure this year up in New York, which I feel like was disproportionate in some of those decisions. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm talking to people that go to church in California, and they're in a parking lot. They can't go inside the church.
Yeah.
You know, they have to go in the parking lot, and they even rented a place outside, you know, to try to get people inside, and you know, they could rent the place, but they can't go in their own churches. I mean, it's just
wow.
Crazy.
And yet the protesters are praised for doing whatever they do face to face.
Oh yeah, and there's no social distancing, and it's just, you know, there are no rules for them. That's for sure. There are no rules.
What do you think about all this? I mean, here's one more quick story. In Mississippi, earlier this year, people got arrested, or at least they got challenged. For sitting in the parking lot of their church in their cars, listening to the preacher who was on a loudspeaker. The police came up in Mississippi. I mean, if this happens in Mississippi, John, we're lost.
Yeah, that's for sure. No, it's
the buckle. Mississippi is the buckle of the Bible Belt.
The Bible Belt, absolutely. That's for sure. But, it is indiscriminate. The Supreme Court just said that, you know, it said it's discrimination. You know, other places have different rules, and then it's arbitrary, and of course it just doesn't make sense. I mean, a church is an essential service it's the most essential.
Yeah.
And take that away from people, especially at this time.
It is the founding principle. The Mayflower folks didn't come over here to create democracy. They came over here to practice their own religion. But remind everybody about what the Supreme Court decided.
It was in New York City. I think it was the Jews and the Catholics brought up a case saying, well, the new rules that apply are not applied to other similar industries or companies. And so we're complaining, and the Supreme Court backed them up. But by that time, the rules had lessened a little, so there really wasn't quite an effect. But Governor Cuomo and the mayor said, well, you know, they didn't really care. They didn't really care. It was really amazing to see what how they thought.
Well, and when you've got somebody like Cuomo, who I'm pretty sure was raised in a religious family, a Catholic family.
Yeah, he's Catholic.
For those people to do those things, that tells you what that ideology is reigning supreme in America. Not being devoted to something, you know, that's greater than you. When ideology reigns in America, that's when we're history. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, and this is socialism, communism. This is not just, you know, it's not just any ideology. It's the worst type.
Yeah,
because it is saying
that
the government is in control of everything and should be in control of everything.
Is this hyperbole for me to compare that in a way to what China is doing to the Uyghurs? I mean, I know these people aren't being incarcerated, but the way the Chinese are treating the Muslim population called the Uyghurs in northern China, I mean, what's happening to Christians, especially during the coronavirus episode? It's a form of that, isn't it? It's a variation on that theme, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, the end result is the same. I mean, in one case, you just have them closing down by, you know, police force. The other ones, they close down all the churches in the whole country. I mean, it's never been done before. And with the consent, a lot of times, of the bishops and ministers and clergymen that say, okay, close us down. But, you know, I think we have to say no. We don't need to be closed down.
And
not
some
solve the problem.
Some people are saying no. I mean, many ministers in California are saying no. They're saying, we can go to a bar, we can go to a strip club,
right,
but we can't go to church. Did you see the preacher who decided to strip in church on Sunday? Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
There was a it's a preacher in right, some church in California, and he told his congregation, he said, okay, you can go to a strip joint, so come to church Sunday, and I'm going to strip in the pulpit. In the chancel. And so what he did was they played a little music, and he took he ripped his tie off very dramatically. And so in what universe is something like that a solution? You know, it's amazing.
Right.
Last thoughts quickly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's either do that or, you know, just rent out of Walmart and go have church there.
Folks. It doesn't matter whether you have a faith life or not. A faith in America is what made America. And if you care about the strength of America, you should fight for everyone who is devoted to something greater than themselves, like a faith life. Quick break. Right back with John Horvat after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.